Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are Pappies.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey! Hello, Pappies.
Hello, Pappies. And hello to you, the listener.
Listener, dear, here we are.
Yes, we are. I don't know if we've already said, but we're Pappies. So okay. I think we're all clear now as to where we are and who we are. But what are you listening to here? Well, it is a brand new episode of Pappies Flatshare Slamdown, recorded live at the Pleasant with two amazing guests in Fern Brady and Ben Partridge of the Beef and Dairy Network podcast.
Oh, this was a real treat. It was so really much fun.
It's just a fun episode. Enjoy it. I'm sure you will. Other things to say are, if you haven't already, please donate to the Patreon to get some extra bonus footage from this episode and more.
Yeah, and we're working on things like the t-shirts and stuff.
Oh my God, we've got the first designs in for the t-shirts.
Oh, they look so good.
They're looking really, really good.
It's exciting.
We're trying to find a time to, this is how mad it's got. We're trying to find a time to get drunk. We're going to do a drunk episode.
Oh yes.
And we can't, we've got to get, look in our diaries and go, when can all three of us get drunk together? just bonkers, but we
Clarky's
are going to do it.
Drunk all the time. Oh, yeah. Just in preparation for it.
Constantly.
He's been doing the legwork. He's gone method. So enjoy this episode and we will see you on the other side. Well, I'm glad you made that noise, Tom, because otherwise that would have been a perfect recording.
Enjoy the episode, guys.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Well, firstly, lovely Tex-Mex flourish there.
Thank you.
Then we've got two problems this week. One is take down the piñata.
Oh, no way, Bandito!
The other one is clear out the gutter.
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm not going to go near that gutter. Do you know why?
Why, Tom?
Well,
Only
a couple of weeks ago. You know those 3D like graffiti artists who draw like holes on the floor and it like, oh, I'm going to fall in?
Oh, yes.
One of those came by the house. And they drew on the side of the house, right at the top of the wall, a fake drain pipe. But here's the thing. Instead of using chalk, he was using margarine. And it looked so realistic. And I came out and I looked at it and I said, I can't believe that's not a drain pipe.
Strong.
Ben.
Strong.
Ben, mate, why are you refusing?
Well, actually, I can't even think about gutters without... Oh, I get really hot under the collar. I just instantly, they just really get me going. Like cleaning up. Oh, I just can't get my mind out of the gutter.
Not strong.
You could have backed him there, Tom. If the audience aren't going to do it, we've got to stick up for ourselves here. Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown!
We're in a flat.
Flatshare Slamdown.
Are you sharing with our mate?
Flatshare Slamdown.
Someone get us slow it down.
Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, ooh, then I suddenly see you, ooh. Did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's say hello to the tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Hello. Oh, yes, hello.
Now.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hello, guys. I'm going to run something past you because Ben Walker, our producer.
Yes.
When we were thinking of an opening song together, he suggested, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm cleaning gutter.
What?
Yeah.
Instead of I'm feeling
Instead
good.
Instead of feeling good.
Feeling good.
It's Ben Walker's last show with us, I'm afraid. It's Ben's last show, producer Ben. Not strong. Anyway, listen, I'm the host and landlord. Welcome to the show. But obviously, you can't clean the gutters on your own. Who have you brought with you to be your gutter rats this week? Tom?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree is in danger.
No.
Yes. No. We've lost our musical accompaniments.
Musical?
Yeah. They play tunes whilst I serve scones.
That does sound like music.
Yeah, the jamboree's in trouble for a lot of reasons. One of the big reasons is I don't know what a jamboree is.
Yeah. Tunes and Scones is cancelled, and that's a problem.
Yes, but don't worry. In order to save the day, I've hired Scotland's premier pianist and comedian extraordinaire. It's Fern Brady!
Fern Brady is here.
Wow.
Fern, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks. I wouldn't be known for playing piano.
I know.
Basically a little fact that she told Tom before the show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what we brought you on the show to do.
No.
We haven't got a piano. I mean, we have.
Well, that one's pretend.
There's a fake piano behind us on the set, but...
Can we edit in now just some really great piano playing?
Can we edit in Scott Joplin's The Entertainer? Just... I tell you what, Fern, while I'm chatting to you, why don't you play us a little bit of piano?
Great.
We whack that underneath it.
Brilliant.
No one's going to know any difference.
People will be going, wow, Brady's really good.
Okay. So Fern, play us a little bit of piano. Oh, my God, that's out of this world. That's brought a tear to my eye. Now, if you don't mind chatting while you play...
Yeah, this is one of my favourite pieces.
It's a gorgeous piece. Now, listen. Listen, Fern. What kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a good... obviously, you're a very musical one. That's first and foremost.
Yeah, a terrible flatmate. Terrible.
How so?
Well, my flatmate now is my boyfriend, and he often says I'm a good girlfriend, but a very bad flatmate. I steal stuff.
How does that make you a good girlfriend? Surely that's stealing stuff.
Steal stuff for him.
That's the other thing, was we had rats in the garden, and I'll put food out for them. So he got annoyed at that.
If anything, you're just too big-hearted, aren't
you? Well, I was trying to make the rat tame so that it could be my pet.
That's the worst.
Yeah, we had to get like pest control in and stuff. It was really bad. I once had this Australian flatmate that was always taking speed, and he had a big bag of speed. And then one night I said to my pals, do you fancy taking some speed? Stole it off my flatmate, and it was really modish, so then we took it all.
And then the next day,
we were like, oh, shit, what are we going to do? So I just got some self-raising flour and put it in the bag. And my mate was like, that's not going to work. And I was like, it'll totally work. It doesn't. He
clocked it pretty immediately.
Yeah, he knew it was flour.
I thought, I don't feel very pepped up, and weirdly, I've got a cake in my nose. please don't nick any of our speed tonight, because this big bag of speed is all that's getting me through the show.
Put in a sound effect of a big bag of speed?
Or just a car going past.
I suppose with both of those things, you can still use the phrase, I'm coming up, when you take it, right? For self-raising flour.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad
I said that.
Very much.
It wasn't a laugh. It was just it does work.
Yeah.
It does work, what he said.
Next on Radio 4. Thank you very much, Fern, for coming on the show. Ben, who have you brought?
I have brought my brother. It's Ben Partridge.
It's Ben Partridge. That's how names work, right?
Yeah.
Ben Partridge. Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Obviously... You're a huge fan of the drug speed.
Absolutely.
Always off your tits on it.
Yeah. I assume you want me to play this tuba?
Now, he's filled a tuba with speed. It's a real novelty act, but...
He's playing music from the film. Speed.
Yeah. If this tuba goes below 50, well, we're both going to blow. So, what kind of a flatmate are you?
Outwardly, I'm a good flatmate.
Okay.
So, in the communal areas, I'm very much keeping it together.
The rats love you.
Absolutely. Come into my bedroom, and it's like an M.C. Escher painting, but done by a mad child. Just fucking, you know, horrible.
Just fucking.
Clarky got excited.
It's like
there.
The last days of Rome in there. All what? Brass instruments filled with different drugs.
Are you?
Clarinet filled with heroin. Cornet filled with the other drugs you can get.
Are you Are you messy or are you dirty?
What's the difference?
Well, messy is...
Well, I'm messy because there's lots of dirt around.
No, but like, I think you can be messy, like, you know, you take the clothes out of the washing machine, you stick them on the radiator, then they're just sort of there.
Yeah.
You don't ever sort of tidy them
up.
No, I'm not dirty.
I'm more messy, yeah.
I tell you, just the reason I ask about messy and dirty, years ago, Tom went round my house to pick up some stuff that I can't remember what it was, presumably a big bag of speed. But it was something, he had to go around the flat, and he went, oh, when did your room, Crosby? Your room's absolutely filthy. And I went, no, it's messy. It's not filthy. He went, you've got a box of rotting carrots under your bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, why have I got a box of rotting carrots? He's like, oh, yeah, I put them under your bed about a fortnight ago because there were props for a show I was doing. I didn't know where else to put them, so I just left them under your bed. And I was getting really bad asthma attacks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was getting really bad asthma because I was breathing all the spores off the carrots.
Carrot spores. Good eyesight, though.
Good eyesight,
your
yeah.
eyesight really improved.
This is one of the dirtiest things I've ever seen. Was I stayed...
Let's talk about it.
I stayed at someone's flat where I went into their bathroom and they had a toilet seat for their cat where they were training their cat to use the toilet like a human.
I've seen that, yeah. You put a litter tray on top of the toilet seat and then gradually make the hole bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Until
the cat uses your toilet.
The cat uses your toilet. It's a bit weird.
Well, I don't know if it's tidy because the cat's shits are going in there, but it was horrifying.
The hardest bit is then training the cat to use the flush.
Yeah. That's Would you get it for Cosmo?
Would I get it for Cosmo? I mean, the only way I can think that you'd get the cat to use the flush is if you sort of smeared cat food on the actual flusher, so it sort of leapt up to eat the cat food and then depressed the flush.
No one's going to go into your bathroom and think food on the flush.
No one's going to assume. I'm just... Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it's better off just having a litter tray, isn't it, than rubbing cat food over your toilet?
Yeah.
Well, we've solved one problem.
If there were litter trays for humans, would you use one? No.
No.
Okay. Just asking.
Do not go on Dragon's Den with that idea.
And don't go near a long jump pit. My bedroom is giving me asthma, though. So
that will be the carrots.
Check, yeah.
Yeah, you want to check under your bed.
Go to the doctor. What's up, doc? I'm sorry.
How often do you hoover?
Oh, never. Of course never. You fucking idiot.
Also, as well, you had an unwanted flatmate, didn't you? Because a fox came into your flat and pissed over everything.
Yeah. So,
no.
And you've never hoovered, even though a fox has pissed over all your stuff?
It didn't come in my bedroom.
But have you hoovered the areas where the fox pissed?
I carried it over the threshold. I cleaned because downstairs there's no carpet, so I cleaned with, like, fucking, you know, wet wipes.
Wet wipes. Not like bleach and stuff.
Well, they're impregnated with that sort of stuff, aren't they?
I was going to hoover my car 3 years ago, and I was like...
Hoover your car?
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to hoover my car. Yeah, sure. My car's finally... I've never hoovered my car. I brought the hoover outside. Unbeknownst to me, sat it down in a pile of fox shit. Like, opened my car and then just merrily just rubbed fox shit all over my car. Had to sell my fucking car. It's like the worst day ever.
You can't sell a car that stinks of fox shit, though.
Well, you can. Turns out you
Thanks
can.
For selling me that car, by the way.
So we have met our contestants, but it's time for them to get their minds into the gutter as we play round one.
For so long, you should feel like I feel, baby. Come on. Oh, oh, that gutter's gone. Oh, that gutter's gone. You shouldn't block it, sugar. That gutter's gone. Get a brush that's long, oh, and clean it. I am a sensitive neighbor with two shits to give. That's not passive aggressive, baby. And can you see what I see, sugar? Dead squirrel and some leaves. starts to fall, and it tumbles, it tumbles. Let's get it on. Walks that gutter's gone. You know it, baby. Oh, that gutter's gone.
Oh, wow.
Something else.
Fern just asked, does this song play every week?
It's gonna. Speaking of questions, we've got a letter in from Sharon in Middlesex. I thought worth reading out now.
Okay.
She says, big fan of the show. I always donate. And she asks, does Tom use auto-tune on his vocals? And the answer is, yes, he does. Round one is called Gutter Reaction. The rules are very simple. I'm going to give each contestant a category, and they have 3 seconds to give me their gutter reactions and name 3 things that fit into that category. I'm going to work my way through the contestants one by one. But enough about my plans for vengeance. Tom, you're going to go first. Do you understand?
3 seconds, 3 seconds. 3 answers.
3 seconds, 3 answers.
Good job. I've just done a massive bag of speed, isn't it? This is going to be easy.
This show is sponsored by a massive bag of speed. Your category is...
Oh.
Types of wheel.
Oh, tyre. Tractor, car, bike.
Correct, car, bike. I mean, you managed to get 4 in there. If I don't, I'm gonna count car rather than car, bike.
I thought tyre might be debated.
I mean, I'm going to accept it. Lovely. A tyre is a type of wheel.
No.
Okay. This is how we play. You've heard from Good Cop, Crozzers. Partridge rears his ugly head. A tyre is not a wheel.
Put a tyre on a wheel.
Correct.
It's why I went to the extra place.
The upside down. So, you, okay.
That's how much speed I've done, baby.
In which, I mean, you still did 4 in 2.8, so so it's fine. But I'm going to give, for a correct challenge, 1 point to Ben Partridge there, but not to his team. Fern, you've got 3 seconds to give me 3 things, 3 words that begin with Q. Go.
Question, quince, quick.
Oh, I'm afraid that's 3.5.
Look, Brady's natural rhythm isn't fast, is it? You're...
No, I didn't even know what we were playing. Because I started, was there another member of Pappy's?
It's not.
Can I just say, shit. I didn't realise we were on fucking Stuart Goldsmith podcast now. Yes, there was. He left in 2009. That was 10 years ago. We've moved on. You need to, Fern. Love you, Brendy. Not enough to work with you, but we love you nevertheless.
Thank you, Fern, Brendy.
Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
Can't believe that's what distracted you. Wait a minute. Where's the fourth guy?
It's been a decade, mate. Come on.
Matthew.
Ben Partridge.
Matthew.
Yes.
Are you giving Fern no points or 2 points or...
Oh, good question.
For old time's sake.
For Fern, who just brought up Brendan Dodds. Should we say no points? No. I'm afraid you have to. You get 3 points if you get it, but if you don't, you don't get any points at all, okay?
Shit.
If you lose, you get nothing. Someone should write a song about that. Okay, here we go.
Did you hear that? Fern reviewed us in 2009?
No, really?
Okay, let's talk about it. Who was it? Broadway Baby?
It was Fest, and I gave you 5 stars.
Oh, in which case...
Oh, that's case, good.
5 stars. Love that Brendy guy. They should use more of him. So you reviewed us for Fest?
Yeah. There was 2 people I gave bad reviews
go
to.
Go on, name them.
Come on, Bernie. But I've since gigged with them, and it was...
Have they got better?
But in fairness, I'm doing better than them now, so...
Wow.
Is that fairness?
Well, I'm just saying maybe young me had a point.
Absolutely. Work harder. Okay, Ben Partridge.
Yes.
3 seconds to give me 3 things you find in a school.
Teacher, a pupil, hoop.
Yes. But the big question is a hoop a wheel?
What type of hoop?
I went to hula school. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to give you the 3 points. Clarkie.
Yes, mate.
3 seconds.
Yes.
To give us three numbers you can divide by three.
No, what? Three?
That's your time. I would have gone with 369.
Oh.
To be fair, we were only taught hula at the school. They didn't do maths.
You got to think in hulas.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom.
Oh, my God.
You have 3 seconds now.
Yes.
Give me three things smaller than a brick. Go.
A lamb's leg. A tool.
That's your time, I'm afraid. A lamb's leg. I'm afraid.
Funnily enough, also can be found in a school.
Yes. A lamb's sorry, leg is not
that
strong, mate.
Brendan's really thrown me.
It's really. You've spilt your drink.
Wait, okay. What happened with him?
Fern, I would like from you 3 bad smells. Go.
What happened with Brendan?
The only bad smell right now is you stinking out this gig, Fern.
Oh dear.
Basically. Basically, we just sort of fell out professionally.
Eggs. That's a bad smell.
Eggs are bad smell, Fern. Can I ask you a question? Because you were so lovely at the start of the show. Are you on Brendy's payroll? This feels like classic Dodds. He's set you up for this. Okay. Ben Partridge.
Yep.
3 things you pick. Go.
Peppers. Strawberries, a DVD.
Oh, what? Oh, I'm just going to allow it. I'm just going to allow it. Pick a DVD.
Off the shelf.
Yeah.
Perhaps in a spa.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Well, you know, when they used to...
Perhaps. Yeah, all right.
Perhaps.
Clarkie.
That was in my head anyway.
Clarkie, you've got three seconds.
Okay.
In a spa?
Please.
I think the spa is in the shop rather than like where you go and get a massage. Yeah. I know you.
Can I get a DVD of that massage you just gave me?
Clarkie, 3 seconds to give me.
Highlights. And can I have a key ring as well?
Imagine a pillowcase.
Imagine if when you left the day at
the spa. Are you running the spa merch?
I'll have a mouse mat. Can I have it printed on a t-shirt? Look at my face. Okay, Clarkie, you have 3 seconds to give me 3 massive animals. Go.
An elephant, a rhinoceros, a giraffe.
Correct. Lovely stuff.
Yes.
I'm going to take some things away here, okay? So I'm going to give you the category and tell you a thing you can't use in that category. Tom.
Yes.
I would like 3 things you'd find in the sea, not fish. Go.
A seahorse, some coral and salt.
Can I hear the last one?
Salt.
Salt. Would you find it in the sea?
Yes.
You'd have to work quite hard.
Also, is a seahorse a fish?
No.
It's
You've
a
gone
horse,
mad with power, Partridge.
It's not a horse.
Well, right. High off your hole is a tire a wheel gig. All right, mate? Rein
you know
it
what?
In.
You know what? I'm going to allow it because I don't like Partridge's attitude.
Yeah.
Speaking of not liking attitudes, Fern. 3 things you hold in your hand, not a phone. Go.
Pen lid, hamster. I don't know. Banana.
Well, that's 8 seconds, so I can't give you the points. And I like the fact you looked to your hand, you were holding a pen lid. You could have done pen lid and pen.
Yeah, classic critic.
She was just thinking, Brendan's career.
How is this going to edit? Ben Partridge. Ben Partridge. Can we please have 3 vegan foods, not tofu? Go.
Vegan burger, vegan steak, vegan sausage.
Oh, yes. He's gamed us. Clarkie.
Yes.
3 things that are red, not blood. Go.
A tablecloth. A mic cable.
Okay. So,
blood.
So I'm afraid...
I just said what I saw.
I'm afraid you ran
out of time. I just killed a guy.
We have got a red tablecloth. You have got a red mic cable. You've also got some red electrical tape on your mic. You didn't spot that. You had to say blood. Final one. 2 things you can't say. Tom... Scary things, not spiders, not heights. Go.
Life, commitment, dropping things.
Okay. Life, commitment. So, well, Tom's getting married this year.
Speaking of dropping things. I think Tom's just about to get dropped himself.
Yeah. Tom's getting married this year. Hi, Jane. commitment.
Ooh,
true. Fern, I would like you to give me three sports, not football or competitive eating. Go.
Tennis, squash, volleyball.
You did it, yes!
Oh, bang! Boom!
Ben Partridge, three types of booze, not Foster's, not Chardonnay. Go.
Peroni, birra moretti, and limoncello.
Oh!
Very Italian.
Very. Someone's on holiday. Finally, Clarkie.
Yeah.
Three rock songs, No, Don't Stop Believing, or All Right Now. Go. That's your time.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
With a whimper, not with a bang. At the end of that round, producer Ben, what are the scores? 3 seconds without saying the names of any players. Go.
The team that keep mentioning Brendan have got 12. The other team have got 15.
Oh!
Whoa.
He did it. So Tom and Fern are currently in the gutter, whilst Ben and Ben are looking up at the stars. But will those roles reverse by the end of the show? Let's find out as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Hooray! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. Gold, 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 gold.
Listen to that, everyone! Now, just imagine a roll of toilet roll where gold is printed on every sheet. And as you roll it out onto the loo, you just read gold, 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 Flat Slam merch coming to you soon.
I think we now have to register shityearmerch.com, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, ooh. So this is Flat Games. Now, computer games, we all grew up playing them. I, for one, got so good at Leisure Suit Larry, I could pretty much play it with one hand. Oh. That's a deep cut, isn't
there
it?
There really
suit,
is.
A Leisure like, Suit Larry joke in 2019. Not afraid to do it, guys.
Only half of the listeners will get that, but the ones that do will really enjoy it.
They'll appreciate it. So this episode's Flat Games is our version of Super Mario, which we're calling Super Mario-ky. Yes.
Pretty strong.
I'm going to ask our players to sing about a computer game along to the music from another computer game.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
This is pure Flat Slam right now. We're deep into Flat Slam territory here. And no mistake.
The best place to be deep in the Flat Slam territory is an episode of Flat Slam.
Yes. We're in the right place.
We're in the right place for it.
Oh, it
the
feels good.
The energy's right, Thomas. Now, their teammate must guess the game they're singing about, and I'm going to give points for correct answers, as well as tuneful singing, spot-on descriptions, and game-recognising game. So,
are you a gamer, Fern?
No, but a lot of gamer guys seem to like my comedy. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why. I played, when I was little, I played Street Fighter 2 and The Lion King Sega Mega Drive.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, right. Let's not list too many games, just in case they pop up in the game itself.
Yes.
I'm going to be furious if I have to sing about The Lion King video game.
Tom, you're up first. Okay. Here's your game for Fern to guess. Now, I'd like you to tell us all about this game to the tune of Super Mario. Would you like a little listen to remind you of how it goes?
Which Super Mario tune is the question?
It's this one, actually. It's this one. Okay, that's enough of that.
They should sing that at football matches.
Good to hear it again.
Up the Wolves!
Okay, so Tom, here's your music starting now. Okay. Off you go.
Well, you run round with some kind of telescopic thing on your head, and you talk to your teammates while you are shooting other people really dead. You're normally in a desert. You're talking and you're into your headset. You're shooting bullets all the time. Bullets and violence all the time. Because you live in the army, so you will cause some harmy to the contestants you see all around the place. Do you see? It, you, have answered a certain call that arrived in your head, and you decided it was your duty to go and kill other people dead.
Okay, you've said the title.
Yeah. What?
But I'll still be really impressed if Ferg can get it. Have you got any idea what Tom was singing about?
I think I know the game he means, but I could only guess at the name.
Okay, go for it.
Gun Wars.
It's not a bad guess.
Can I stay?
That is not a bad guess. Well, it's not Gun Wars, but it's a good guess. It should be called Gun Wars.
It's basically Gun Wars.
I'd buy a computer game called Gun Wars.
Anarchist.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Something Assassin.
It's not Anarchist Something Assassin either. I'm gonna give you a point for Gun Wars just because I like the idea of a game being called Gun Wars. Clarky, can you steal?
Call of Duty.
It is Call of Duty.
That was the one I meant.
That's the one you meant. Okay.
You can't give him points for that. I said Call of Duty in my song.
So I'm going to give 1 point to Fern for an incorrect answer, and I'm going to give out of a possible 5, Tom for the beautiful singing, a hot 3. Hot 3. There
three
we go.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
It's a Fern Brady review dream.
So Ben Partridge, it's your turn now, and I would like you to sing about this game for Clarky to the tune of Angry Birds. Do you remember Angry Birds?
Whoa.
A classic. Tune, Angry Birds.
It's a hell of a sing-along. Let's have a little listen to it just now.
They did send this to me earlier to say you're going to have to sing this. And I listened to it, and I don't know what the opposite of an earworm is, but it's that.
An ear bird.
An anus magpie. Okay.
Okay, do you want to hear a little bit now? Or are you...
I'll just launch into it.
You do get it.
You're a little tiny little yellow man, and you're going around eating little tiny things. There are ghosts, you're going round and round, you're eating them. There's a cherry, here it comes. Then there's a little blue guy, you can eat them. It's pretty boring, it's pretty shit. People used to like it in the 80s because back then they didn't have good games.
Right?
Okay, very strong. Very strong.
It's perfect.
That was
now, an intense tune, isn't
Tom,
it?
Tom, would you like to steal?
Can I steal?
Clarky, any idea what game he was singing about?
Well, it was Pac-Man, wasn't it?
It was indeed Pac-Man. It was. And I'm going to give...
Don't feel like you have to clap. That's fine. Then.
I'm going to give Ben Partridge... I think I'm going to give him... I'm going to give him 3 again there. 3 out of 5 for the song.
Is
Burn.
Pac-Man a ball? We'll deal with this
sort of like a little...
We're not dealing with this later, mate. I'm not having this chat with
is
you.
Pac-Man a wheel?
Is Pac-Man a wheel?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Fern, your turn now. Can you please sing about this game to the tune of Tetris?
A banger! Classic.
It's an absolute banger. I'm sure you don't need to hear it again. Tom, what...
The Vivaldi's 4 Seasons of computer game theme tunes. Fair to say?
Absolutely.
I mean, to say.
No one here is arguing with that.
So,
Tom, what is Fern singing about to the tune of Tetris? Off we go.
He is a little animal with blue hair, and he has a lady version of that. He goes on a mission to do something. It's a bit like Mario, but he's a blue animal. He is a little blue animal with hair. He's very spiky on his back. In real life, this animal doesn't look like this, but in the game, he has a menacing face. That's all I can think to say about it.
Very nice. Well, I mean, I was unsure for a while.
Sure. In which case, Clarky, you
can I steal?
He's ready to steal.
But then the clue arrived. He goes on a mission to do something.
The penny drops.
There's only one computer game it could be.
Because old Princess Zelda was always on a mission to do something. He goes on a mission to do something.
I mean, it doesn't
really
everyone.
Good. Really good. How was the mission? Oh, I just went on a mission. I had no aim, really. It was just, I just went for a general mission.
Just to kill
mission.
A bit of time, really.
What
just
were
to
you
kill
trying
time.
To achieve? Oh, nothing,
Tom,
actually.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was Sonic the Hedgehog. Exactly right.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
And I think he had a devious face. I always thought he had quite
well,
a cool...
Well, he don't look like a normal hedgehog.
Didn't
that's all like, who
didn't look like a normal hoggy. And I'm going to give you 5 out of 5 there, not just because you gave us 5 out of 5 in Edinburgh all those years ago, but also because that basically sounds like all the Scottish indie bands I listen to. pretty much exactly the same. I would honestly buy an EP of you just singing.
Like, are you singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh,
thanks.
Great. So 5 points to Ferb Radius.
Yes.
Clarky, my friend.
Yeah.
Your song is the end theme from Super Mario World. It's a deep cut again.
Oh, my God.
It's the end theme. We all know it. Ben Walker, will you give us a little blast of it, please? That's enough. No. For everyone who's completed Super Mario World, that will be very familiar to you. Okay.
That's a real jaunty number.
It is a jaunty number. It's a real show tune.
It's
from Lion King, the musical. So, Ben,
look,
can you work out...
Here come the buffalo. Jump to the left and look out below. Oh, my God.
Going on a mission just to do something. Okay. So, Ben, can you work out what song Clarky is singing about? Off we go.
We are in the wild, wild west. Wiki, wiki, wah, wah. That's misleading. But it's about a cowboy and he shoots his gun at people. And then it's like a really expansive story that goes on for hours and hours. I've got it and liked it very much, but I still haven't finished the game. You can skin buffaloes and stuff. I once lost a legendary bear skin, and that made me really upset. And when that happens, you really have to start evaluating your life and what you do with your time. Because it's a game, but it essentially becomes a bit like a job, and you put so much time into it, and then you sit there and you think, well, I should have a proper job and actually earn money, not earn fake money on the game.
Oh my goodness. Clarky, you didn't say... You didn't tell me that when you said, can I steal, you meant the show. God damn it, man.
We should pitch this musical. That was amazing.
That was some nifty... you're going to be getting a call from Showstoppers in the morning. They're suing you. So, Ben Partridge, any idea what popular video game Clarky was obsessing about there?
I think it's Red Dead Redemption
It 2. Is indeed... Well, it is indeed Red Dead Redemption 2. And... So you get your point for that, and Clarky, I'd be churlish not to give you the full 5 points. So five points to Clarky there.
Can you tell us about losing the bearskin, the legendary bearskin?
How did it really happen? Worked in this like saloon type set as
we're
well.
Actually, we're on
and
a saloon
with Fern
set.
On piano, she was great, wasn't she? Fern, that was really amazing there. You really Thanks. Tinkled the ivories.
So producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round to the tune of Pac-Man?
Tom and Fern are 22, Ben and Ben are 26.
Oh! Very strong there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, from the pixelated world of computer games to the all-too-real world of flat-based gripery, it's Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat-share-based beef, and today's one comes from Ryan, who is in the audience. Ryan, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
You want a stag do, Ryan?
Quite the opposite. He writes...
A hen do.
He's the strippogram. Housemate keeps binning the bottles I'm saving to brew my own kombucha in.
Oh, Ryan.
Okay, yes. So again, we knew this was going to be a contentious one because normally most people sort of like the person who's in the room. Ryan.
So you're angry at your...
For the listener at home, yeah. Has a big beard. we could probably edit that bit out. We all know.
We all know
he's got a big beard. So, Ben, you are on Ryan's side. Fern and Tom, you are on the side of Ryan's flatmate. Do you want to give a name at Ryan's flatmate?
I'm not really sure which one it is.
Oh, mystery man.
Oh, lady.
And so does the kombucha.
Okay, so it's one of your... If you had to name and shame one of them, which one do you reckon it might be?
Ryan,
we lost you.
He's left.
Somebody give him some kombucha, quickly. He's lost conscious.
Oh, yeah. Laura.
Nora. Probably Nora. Okay, so you're on Nora's side. But before all of that, let's have some cross-examinations. Does anyone have any questions for Ryan about...
I do.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
What is kombucha? Yeah.
It's a good question.
I'm not really sure myself.
How do you make it? What's in it?
Ferment some tea, I think.
No one knows.
It's like fizzy vinegar, basically. It's fermented tea that's meant to be very good for you.
It's good for gut health, isn't it? Yeah. It's supposed
Great
to be
for
good.
Gut flora.
Fucking gut health. It's all people say these days. It's good for gut health,
mate. I think of all the people here, you should probably be listening to that.
Oh,
I've got ouchy,
we've all smelled
wow,
your guts.
I've got a healthy sized gut. I can tell you that much. Isn't the deal with the gut, you just stick shit in and it sorts it out?
Don't stick shit into your gut. It comes out of it.
Have you ever attempted to make this kombucha of which you speak?
Not yet, because the bottles keep going missing.
What are the bottles?
They're just, pretty sturdy glass bottles with a nice, strong stopper.
Like Grolsch?
Yeah.
So are they beer bottles?
No.
Okay.
He's being very cagey about these bottles.
Where are these bottles coming from? They're have you bought them specifically?
They are empty kombucha bottles.
Hang on.
What?
So you bought kombucha?
Bought kombucha.
You bought shop-bought kombucha.
Which is too damn pricey.
Too damn pricey.
How much for some kombucha?
You know you can make it yourself. So that's the plan.
So kombucha is about sort of between £5 and £7 a bottle, isn't it? It's quite expensive.
Ooh.
For a big one, about £3 for a wee one.
Okay, still expensive though. £3 a bottle is still pretty pricey. None of us made any money, despite this podcasting empire we're currently sitting in the middle of. But so it's expensive. So you've bought the bottles, you've thought, I'm going to brew my own at home, and somebody is thwarting your plans by, fingers crossed, recycling, but we don't know. does anyone have any more questions?
How many people do you live with?
There's five of us total.
Five.
So it could be, we've thrown Nora under the bus here, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Why don't you put the bottles somewhere private?
Whoa, hang on a sec, hey! That is no way to speak to him!
Yeah.
Ryan, I apologise, right?
We're all thinking it.
Ryan, let me apologise right now. Ben has had a drink.
I didn't say anything apart from that he should keep them somewhere private, like his bedroom.
Oh, okay, sure, fair enough. now, any other questions from either side about Ryan's kombucha?
Have you talked to your housemates about this plan to make kombucha?
I did send a text message about it in a sort of passive-aggressive manner this morning, yeah.
Hang on.
You sent it this morning. Do you want to read out the PASSAG text?
Yes, let's hear this.
Let's hear it.
Do you know what? We love a bit of argy-bargy here at Flatshare Slam. We really do. We love an aggressive WhatsApp thread. It's what we're all about. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You ready, Ryan?
It's quite the time. Yeah.
Just
a heads up.
Just a
heads up.
Shit is getting real.
Just a heads up, yo.
Just a heads up.
This is pure beef.
What
time was this sent?
This was at 9 a.m.
Just a heads up at 9 a.m.
Just a breakfast heads up.
Yeah. I do have a plan for those brown glass bottles. Hence holding on to them. I'm hating myself a little bit.
Ryan's talked himself out of this.
Yeah, a little bit. Appreciate they're not wanted hanging around, so once I've rewashed them, emphasis on the re, I'll pop them in my cupboard. But if they could be spared the recycling, that'd be grand.
Oh, that'd be grand. Well. It's dripping with the phrase "I'm a total prick," isn't it? It's dripping.
It really is.
But you know what? You've got the self-awareness to realise that, Ryan. And do you know what? More power to your gut. Normally, I'm actually pretty unbiased, but this is a cut and dry case, isn't it?
This is open this is, and shut.
Do we need to even debate it?
We should just send Phil on the way to a gig now.
We do. Hopefully, that is done. Enough. That is enough information for our team to make their cases. So without further ado, Ben Partridge, you have one minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Now, remember, you're on Ryan's side, if there is a side, and your minute begins now.
Members of the jury, just a heads up. Gut health is very, very important, and what you haven't yet seen, as we haven't yet entered it into evidence, is Ryan's gut is it's like a car crash. a healthy gut like mine, it's like the Eden Project in there. It's like a healthy biome full of plants and tourists and... Occasionally, Sophie Ellis Bextor will do a concert in there. It's a healthy environment. But Ryan's is like the back of a Yates's wine lodge. And he needs that kombucha. I rest my case.
Thank you very much.
Strong.
Okay, to open the case for the defence, you have exactly 1 minute. Fern Brady. Off you go.
Oh, shit, sorry. What was happening?
Wow.
So, Fern...
You said it was okay to ask.
No, it's always okay to ask what's happening. We sort of did this podcast...
I'm on the kombucha man's side.
You're on the kombucha man's side. You've got a minute to make your case for
no,
Ryan.
No. Him. We're against the kombucha man.
You're on everyone else's side.
Oh, I mean...
I think he should try making his own kefir because you can just leave milk to go bad in your room.
Here we go.
That's pretty much it.
Get into it.
Okay, let's say your minute begins now.
Can I just say what I said?
I mean, you absolutely can.
Can you say it really slowly, though?
I think kombucha man should be making his own kefir. It'll cause less hassle. Just get a 6-pinter of milk for Tesco and let it go off in your room. Put some kefir.
Is that going to cause less hassle, Fern?
Well, they'll think he's smelly, but they'll already think he's a knob anyway for making kombucha. We're saving the bottles for kombucha. Like, I drink kombucha, but I don't tell anyone about it.
Okay, fine, yeah. Great, that's Fern Brady, everybody. Fern Brady there with the case for the defence. Ryan, how do you think it's going so far?
Pretty bad.
Yep.
Keep your head up, mate.
So, Clarkey, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. Now, remember, you're on Ryan's side.
Yes.
Your minute begins now.
Well, Ryan, I feel for you, buddy. I know what it's like to have something that you've gone through great pains to get your hands on and at the very last minute get it taken away from you. What happened to me was, I was playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and I had this legendary bear skin, and I'd had to track this bear for ages. I had to kill it. It almost killed me, and I then had to take it all the way across the map, and it's a long fucking way, and I didn't have any fast travels, and to the... What's his name? The guy I could sell it to, basically. And
shopkeeper.
I got all the way there, and then at the last minute, I had a bounty on my head, and bounty hunters killed me, and then...
2 seconds left.
It all gone. Basically, if you've got a problem, don't bottle it up.
Very strong work there. All that remains is for the case for the defence to be concluded by Mr. Thomas Parry. Now, Tom, are you going to do it as yourself?
No. What? I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
This sounds out of this world. I can't wait to hear this. Tom, your minute, should you need it, or indeed Mr. Fanshawe Standen, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, Fanshawe Standen here, providing and presiding. Hell, we've been listening to a lot of big words tonight from them there lawyers over there. from the big city. Hell, they come with their books and their scientific calculators. I've been seeing your baffled faces. Round here, we don't know nothing about none of that damn Japanese drink. Koichi Bucha, I don't know. Round here, we mead. With coffee beans. Juice in a can. They have them damn medical specialists there talking about the health of a man's belly. What defines a man? What defines the health of a man? Well, as your belly. Let me tell you a little story here now. Old science teacher, you probably remember him back from the school days. Doctor Sad. Doctor Sad, they used to call him. Well, his real name, but he wasn't very happy. What's wrong, Doctor Sad? We used to say, hell, little children, they know the truth. Can't hide nothing from them tiddlers. Smell a tear from a yard away. Why so sad, Doctor Sad? Something wrong. Where? Up here? No. Down here? No. Regular as clockwork, Dr. Sad. Used to have to leave the lesson to drop on. Something wrong here. Way down there in the belly like. Turns out he'd killed a boy. Anyway... When you know, you know. It's in the belly. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Oh, Fanshawe standing, presiding, and indeed providing. Actually, Dr. Sad's trial is tomorrow, so we'll also be adjudicating that. Now, I can't adjudicate this case because, well, you know. So instead, I'm going to call upon our Pleasance audience to decide. Now, if you think Ben, and therefore Ryan, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. Ah.
Oh, Ryan. Wow.
Oh, wow. Ryan.
It's not a landslide. But if you think Fanshawe and Fern made the best case, I'd like you to applaud now. Ryan, I think that decision was made before anyone spoke a word. You know, I'm having so much fun. Time really is flying by. Let's put an end to that as we endure the quickfire round jingle.
Ooh.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it really ought to have a quick introduction.
Ooh, but it doesn't.
It should have a quick introduction.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yes, that's right, this round is a really quick one. It's a really fast round. It's swift, it's rapid, it's speedy. I've just found a thesaurus. I found a thesaurus on Ben's shelf, and I'm reading it to you.
Thesaurus.
This round is fleet. It's express. It's expeditious. This round is prompt. It's ready. It's sudden. It's hasty. And that's why it's introduction. Should also be hurried and cursory and perfunct. It should be brisk. It should be brief and fleeting and nimble. This round should be agile and spry and sprightly and alert. It's going to be active. It's going to be lively, vivacious and animated. This round is spirited. It's sharp and keen and acute. But the introduction...
You stopped.
You started to slow down. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, then here it is, the quick fire round.
Yeah, so...
Fern was ordering a Aruba during that.
I could see, yeah. So was I. Okay, so the quick fire round is...
There's just one thing I think we should address from the start of the jingle. I think you'll remember that I said it was a thesaurus, but Clarky here thinks it's said a different way. He thinks it's thesaurus, like it's a dinosaur. So what is the right answer? Is it thesaurus or thesaurus? A thesaurus is a dictionary, a lexicon, a word book, an encyclopedia, or sometimes a treasury, or a repository. My theory is it can be thesaurus or thesaurus. It just depends how you choose to pronounce it. Or utter it. Or articulate it. Or enunciate it. Or voice it or say it. Or proclaim it or declare it. Well, that's enough fun with the thesaurus. Let's put it down and instead let's get on with the quick fire circular.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So, this quickfire round, yes, wow is right, Tom. Yes. This quickfire round is all about using gutter language. I'm going to be asking you simple trivia questions. I want you to give me not just the answer, but a swear word to accompany it. So, if the question is, what type of animal is Garfield? I want to hear a goddamn cat. I'm starting with the mild swears there to give you something to work up to, you know, like, cunt. So, points will be added for creative swearing, for expletive infixation. However, points will be deducted for repeating a swear. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first names.
Tom.
Hang on a sec. Ben and Sorry. Ben, let's hear that now.
Ben.
Ben.
And Tom and Fern.
Tom.
Fern.
Off we go. What sitcom featured the characters such as Monica, Ross...
Tom. Fucking Friends.
Fucking Friends. In what country would you find the pyramids?
Ben.
Ben.
Cunty Egypt.
Whoa! He's gone hard early. Who was the Prime Minister of the UK from 1990 to 1997?
Tom.
Tony Blair. No, the
it wasn't Tony Blair.
John Major.
We'd like to hear a swear with it as well, please, Fern.
John Cunt Major.
I think we had cunting already, but I'll accept cunt as well. But he's got the right thing.
Not the first time you've said that.
I'll accept cunt, yes, absolutely. What's the fastest bird?
Oh,
Ben is the word you're looking for. Ben is the word you're looking for.
Oh, Ben. Prickin' peregrine falcon.
It is indeed. How many seconds are there in 3 minutes?
Tom. Shit in 180 seconds, mate.
I enjoyed the mate on the end.
I was Australian for that.
No, you weren't. What words? What word links Bermuda, love, equilateral?
Ben.
I think Ben just picked you at the post there, Tom. I'm sorry.
A God's blood triangle.
Whoa. What Sandra Bullock film takes its name from the scientific principle discovered by Isaac Newton?
Blood. Ben.
Ben.
Blood Ben.
Yes.
Blood Ben.
He's using his... Because Ben Partridge is a stage name. What you don't realise.
Blood O'Rourke.
Yes, Blood.
Cock Gravity.
Cock Gravity. I'm going to accept it. According to singer Dua Lipa, what does she have three of?
Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Titting tits.
No. What? No, she doesn't have three tits.
I don't know the song.
Could I steal?
I don't know the song. Is she the girl from Total Recall?
Rules.
She does have...
Cunting rules.
You can't have cunty again.
Sorry, wanking rules.
Wanking rules, I'll take that.
Oh, we've all got wanking rules.
Never in your appearance.
St. Piran's flag, a.k.a. the flag of Cornwall, is comprised of two colours, black and what?
Oh, Tom.
Shaggin'
white.
Shaggin' white. It's your name for Barry White, isn't it?
Shaggin' white's my Tinder name.
He's a racist. William Webb Ellis is often credited as having...
Ben.
Yes.
Anus rugby.
Is anus a swear word?
Ooh, no. I'd play that game, though.
I'm going to allow it. Who played James Bond in the movie Tomorrow Never Dies?
Tom. Fucking Pierce the Twat Brosnan.
You just about saved it there. What's the name of the character created by Jacqueline Wilson who lives in a care home?
Tom. Bugger me, it's Tracy Beaker.
What is a rhino's horn made out of?
Ben. Med keratin.
Well, hair is the answer I've got, I'll take keratin, yeah. Absolutely. What is the name... we're going to take some keratin after the show, actually. Disappearing into another K-hole. What is the name... What is that guy? What is the name for grilled bread?
Bourbon toast.
Ball bag toasts. And with that, that is the end of the round. Yes. That is our time. But before we hear our final scores, Fern, Ben, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah.
Fern, you're off on tour, aren't you?
When
you...
Oh, yeah, I'm going on tour from the...
Right now, in an Uber.
From September. Ages away.
No, that's perfect. These come out like ages away, so it's fine. So September, go and see. You're on tour. Is it? We can find you on Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff for the details.
Any critics listening, go along, sharpen your pens.
And also, don't sharpen your pens. Guys, if you're a critic, if you're going to sharpen anything, I'll go with pencil. Sharpen that shitting pencil.
I wouldn't know, would I? I'm an artist. I'm a creator.
It's a very sharp pen. Ben Partridge. Blood.
Yes.
Anything to plug?
Yes. If you found this podcast hard going, may I suggest another one? I make the Beef and Dairy Network podcast. Go to www.beefanddairynetwork.com.
It's one of my absolute favourite podcasts.
It's better than it sounds.
It's really fantastic.
It's the best.
It's really, really good. And also, please leave a review for this podcast if you enjoyed it. And you can donate.
Fern,
and
not you.
Leave a review on iTunes. 5 stars always to do it. And also, please donate if you enjoy the podcast. So, Producer Ben.
Shityeahmoney.com
is where you want to go for that. Producer Ben. Let's hear those final scores.
Well, they're very close.
Very close tonight.
In fact, they're so close, they're the same. Both teams have 33.
Oh, my God. Well, that means that neither team has to clean out the gutters and both get to drink until they fall into one. Thanks to our guests, Ben Partridge and Fern Brady. We've been Pat B. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pat B.'s Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Brooks, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Ben Partridge and Fern Brady. It was devised by Pat B.'s producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to Emma Corsha for helping out, and to the Pleasants for having us. Pat B.'s Flatshare Slamdown is a Fuzz production for Acast and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye. Thank you so much.
Listener dear, thanks for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, you're going to love it being recorded live. So we've got some live shows coming up. And if you're in or around the South East, then come on in and see us record in London Town. We've got one at the Soho Theatre, and the date for that is...
May the 20th.
And then we've got one at the Udderbelly on London's glittering River Thames.
It's not on the River Thames.
I've not
on a boat.
I've not read the blurb.
Yes.
But it's close to a river... The River Thames.
It's a very big room as well, so we'd love it if you could
come.
It's
Clarkie's birthday and it's on the 6th of June.
Yes, big room next to a big river. Have I mentioned the river?
Big river. Oh, we should say as well, our guests for the Soho Theatre on May the 20th are going to be Tessa Coates and Stevie Martin from the Nobody Panic podcast, and they are absolutely brilliant. They're also from Massive Dad, the sketch team, if you remember those guys who were brilliant. So come along and see that, and that's pretty much it.
Please stay listening for the Neighbourhood Watch roll call. for our patrons. Really felt my way through that sentence.
You know what it is, guys. You'll enjoy it.
Have a good one, everyone.
Love you.
Pray silence for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. She's been round the back of bins. It's Amy Wilkins.
He's down on bended knee, is Matthew T.
He's down on bended knee. It's Tim Everly.
He's down on bended knee. It's James Ellison.
James Jopling, go to your room. Stop sulking.
Not strong.
He gives me an ache in my bones. It's Gareth Jones.
He's our biggest fan. It's David Morgan.
What does your mother mean, Uther Dean?
What a name is that? Uther Dean. I like
Uther
it.
Dean.
Uther Dean.
Oof, nice.
Can't complain-y whenever I see Roxanne Cheney.
She has a phone that's a burner. It's Christine Turner.
Stay happy and gay, Stephen Barclay.
Change your socks, Mr. Luke Cox.
Liam Murphy. Don't be dirty.
It's better than most of the ones you've done so far.
Donations he affords. It's Gareth Edwards.
Lovely stuff. He never... what doesn't he ever do? Let's think about what he... Okay. They're faster than a snail. It's Yohari Ismail.
He's been a-farting. It's Simon Martin.
His legs are agape. It's Daniel Pape.
And finally, thanks, Adrian.
Oh, thanks, Adrian. Obviously, if you would like to have your name read out, then donate to the Patreon at patreon.com/pappiesflatshare.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.